USA Radio News.
Millions could lose unemployment benefits as long as a budget deal remains unsigned. President Trump refusing to sign the budget passed by Congress because it has pork and the stimulus checks are too small. President-elect Joe Biden saying yesterday the bill is critical and needs to be signed into law now. An apparent suspect identified in the Nashville bombing. Newsweek reporting the FBI is focusing on Anthony Quinn Warner as the suspect in Friday's bombing in the city's downtown. Investigators at Warner's home yesterday. Nashville Police Chief John Drake yesterday highlighting six officers for their quick actions.
They immediately began knocking on doors. They coordinated the resources to get everyone evacuated and out. So had they not done that, we'd be talking about people as well with the destruction that we have. So they're just heroic efforts in saving lives.
Meanwhile, Nashville TV station News 4 reports the FBI is asking those who know Warner if he has some sort of paranoia about 5G technology. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The New Year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
With a few days left in the month, December is already the deadliest in the U.S. when it comes to the coronavirus. Over 63,000 deaths this month due to COVID-19. And Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC he's worried about what lies ahead.
I'm very worried about what the first couple of weeks of January are going to look like because of the holiday season. And my sort of plea to people is to try to keep it small, keep it safe. It's going to be pretty tough for hospitals and for people if we continue to see more infections.
The University of Washington estimates we could see over 190,000 deaths over the next 2 months. A deadly random act of violence at a bowling alley. Three people killed, three injured in last night's shooting in Rockford, Illinois. Police say at least two of those shot are teenagers, one person in custody. A shooting at a mall last night in Roanoke, Virginia. One person taken to the hospital. They're expected to survive. No arrests announced. Police believe the shooting came during a group argument. A deadly shooting in Massachusetts as well. One killed and five hurt in a shooting yesterday in Lynn during the filming of a rap video. No arrests announced. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another Republican lawmaker looking for answers about a Democratic congressman's ties to an alleged Chinese spy. Here's Dan Naraki.
Questions about California Congressman Eric Swalwell and his involvement with an alleged Chinese spy continue to swirl, along with calls for his removal from the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman Brad Wenstrup is also asking if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi knew about Swalwell's past relationship with the Chinese national when she named him to that committee. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he has questions for the FBI as well.
Of course we want to know what Pelosi knew and when, and want to know why she would choose to put him on this committee when she's got hundreds of people to choose from. A lot of people want to get on this committee. Seems to me that he should be disregarded from the beginning because of this past, if she knew about it. Same with Adam Schiff knowing about it. But beyond that, I also have some concerns with the FBI. If the FBI went to Eric Swalwell and told him about this, and knew of this woman, why was she never arrested?
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
No Powerball winner last night. The jackpot rose to $363 million for Wednesday's drawing. No winner Friday in Mega Millions either. That jackpot now at $376 million for Tuesday's drawing. The coronavirus forcing the Cleveland Browns to play shorthanded in a crucial NFL game today. The Browns down to just one rostered wide receiver after four others were ruled out for coming into close contact with a teammate who tested positive. Cleveland has a chance to clinch a playoff berth for the first time since 2002. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.